Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing. Nothing. Remember that.
You're right, man.
That's a definitive answer to that.
That's a fun time.
That is the definitive answer. Yeah,
nothing.
You might lose an eye, but
tried this, tried that, looked around here, looked around there, nothing.
We've done a lot of stuff in our lives. Been around too many years, I hate to count.
Right.
And
of all the fun things we've done.
That's the most fun.
But that's the
nothing
fun.
Nothing is more fun.
Nothing is more fun.
Right.
Let's go with that.
There are other things that are just as fun.
But nothing's more fun.
Boy, that's as fun as a bag of dildos.
That's right. Use it in your daily conversation, folks. How much fun did you have, man? As much
like
fun as you do with a bag of dildos.
Now that's fun size
that's
right
fun.
There.
Fun size. Pete Lee and Steve Gillespie later on, Tony, and Petey in the house. Petey's got some sports coming up. Big weekend of football.
Yeah, mm-hmm. American football.
American football, not that goat ball crap.
Yeah, no Nomad games here.
Although I would like your report on the Nomad games as we get the results in.
Right. Is that a sport, though, or is that an activity?
No, it's an actual gal.
If you're wrestling, bare-chested, pre-chested.
Right. On a horse.
In Kyrgyzstan, that would be the equivalent of the Olympics because they only do it every couple of years. It would be like their Ryder Cup.
Yeah. Okay. Put it that way, I'll cover it then.
Yeah.
It's a Ryder Cup. I'm in.
I knew I could get to you if I equated it with the Ryder Cup.
And speaking of sports, today is Miniature Golf Day.
All right. I usually play that at the beach when it's 1,000 degrees outside, so it sucks.
Is there miniature? That's ball golf, right? You're talking
ball
about
that's ball golf.
Ball golf.
Is there miniature disc golf?
Yes, there is.
You throw it 6 feet. There's another.
No, there's just miniature sized baskets and very small discs.
Oh, you're playing in the yard,
okay?
For instance, in your living room.
Inside, yeah. Because outside, you want the real size, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
Right. It'd be like playing ball golf inside is no fun.
Outside of with the real size.
Although I would like one of those simulators.
Hey, look who's here.
Hogwarts Barbecue!
Lou just sits here all week to yell that. I point to him and he yells that out.
A lot of people do get those simulators.
Right.
They're expensive.
From what I hear.
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting them.
If you got Vincent Chase money from Entourage.
What simulator? Especially the golf simulator.
Especially in their new homes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are, yeah.
Well, you know, they got them at places that give golf lessons, too.
I think it'd be cool to have one in your basement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love one. You probably have to have a high ceiling, though, or you'd break a lot of clubs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd have to be a higher basement.
Or a lot of ceilings.
Son of a bitch, I broke my driver again.
Damn it.
It's believed that miniature golf was invented in the late 19th century specifically for the gals.
Was it really?
So they could play golf without having to use a full-sized golf club.
Isn't
that
funny?
They might not be able to do that.
And you don't want them on the course. They weren't allowed on the course back then. So you gals go over there and play the miniature golf stuff. Well, who started inventing the windmill and all the other crap you had to shoot through?
Well, that was part of the deal.
I like that.
Yeah, clown mouth.
Yeah, that windmill just gives some people fits.
Yeah. You have to time it. You got to time it.
It's time.
And you got to get straight.
You do.
Yeah.
Things are coming to come together.
Yeah, you got to time that and get it straight, or that windmill stops your freaking ball. It sucks, man. And then when the ball gets stuck, you hit it too slow, get stuck underneath the windmill or anything like that. You got to lean down and shove it with your club.
Yeah.
That counts as a stroke, by the way.
It does. Yeah.
I tell my son that all the time. That's a stroke, some bitch.
It's all times.
And I mean that literally.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to hit that ball right when the clown is opening his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's at the end usually. Yeah. That's a free game.
Yeah. Yeah, usually they make that like the 16th, 17th
right.
hole.
Right.
Or the finishing hole. The tough clown finishing hole.
Tony's here, by the way. That's another Tony, by the way. So if your wife ever leaves you for this Tony, she's going to hate it because that's Tony. And she has to call me, that's white Tony.
Yeah.
I used to be married to black Tony. We talk about this because Pete Lee's coming in with his second Jamie.
Yeah.
She's going to hate us before he even shows up. And we like her. We're just messing with Pete.
Yes, it's really not a reflection of her at all.
Not at all. She's named after Pete Lee's ex-wife, which is his new girlfriend. Not named after her. She's not that young.
That would be really weird.
That'd be weird.
That'd be really weird.
Yeah, it's not Jamie Jr.
Jamie Jr. I think we got a new nickname.
We talked about this
Jamie
earlier.
Jamie Jr.
Guys and gals, by the guys and gals, if you get divorced and the next guy you meet or the next girl you meet has the exact same name of the one you divorced.
That'd be weird.
That's got to be tough, man.
Yeah. Is that a problem?
Well, I just think it'd be tough.
Yeah, it'd just be weird.
Well, obviously it happens. Yeah.
Although you would never mess up names.
No.
If you just spent 10 years calling a chick by her name and you have a new one and you just call it the same name, you don't have to worry about it. You know? Look at that side of it.
Have you ever accidentally referred to a girlfriend?
Yes.
By your previous girlfriend's name.
Yes.
See, that would not be a problem in this situation.
No, it wouldn't be a problem at all. No. No.
Would solve that issue.
I've done that a few times. Not with Becky, but I had before a couple times, and that was brutal. Because sometimes it was in compromising situations.
So did that go over well?
Nope.
It didn't?
Nope.
I mean, what was your reaction?
Well, what do you want to do? I used to date her. That's her name. You know her.
Yeah, but some women would get up and walk out and be real insulted by that.
Well, some women weren't with the total package.
Thank
you, puss. Thank you, puss.
Mm-hmm. And we know you've never done it with your wife because you're still alive.
Exactly. Well, that's why you always use Hunter Babe all the time.
She'd be
in the beginning of a relationship, Hunter Babe.
She'd be reaching for the ice pick between the box spring and the mattress.
Right.
Todd, did you ever get busted doing that?
I don't believe so, because that would involve having multiple relationships, and I really didn't have.
Todd's ex-wife and his new wife, I'll call her your new wife, although it's been 20 years, I'm sure. They have different first names.
Comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I would imagine that Todd may have run into a problem where he called one woman a different woman's name.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe you just met them that night, and I'm not supposed to remember their name anyway.
Well, no.
Right. Because the woman I'd been with 3 nights ago, I didn't remember her name.
That's good.
You're not going to say the wrong name. You don't remember the girl you slept with anyway.
That's
good. Yeah.
All right.
That is good.
Here is Patrice.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You want to comment on this, Patrice? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I hope my ex-husband's not listening.
Just say first names.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to say his name, but, well, obviously, everybody knows. If they know me, they know him. But anyhow, I accidentally started to say somebody else's name as you referred to, a compromising position. Yeah, but I was able to kind of draw it out and change the word.
So you checked up after a syllable?
So Larry John.
Yeah, exactly.
How about you draw it out?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
You're gonna make me. You're gonna make me Larry John. I don't know. Can you? Was it that bad? Were they names that didn't sound anything familiar at all? I mean, similar.
No, two completely different names. But luckily, it was one that I I think I was able to end it like with God or something.
Well, here's Larry John God. Yeah. Great. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, though. That guy didn't care because he was getting laid.
sorry.
I believed it.
We got you.
Fine, Patrice.
Okay, good.
All right.
I was able to save myself on that one.
Say hi to Larry John later. All right.
Yeah.
Say
bye.
Nobody Todd, Tyrese, God.
It's Larry John God.
Larry John God.
Yeah. Larry John God.
Larry John God.
Yeah, I bet you there have been a few mashup situations. Mashing the name while you're smashing it. Yeah. You can just throw in God.
I bet you
I like that.
I bet you some guys have done that too. They've actually said, Susie Sally.
Susie Sally.
Susie, what's your. Oh, yeah, you're Sally, right. Oh, no, you were Susie. I should have stuck with the first one. Damn it.
I'm being good about this. I actually read the whole email to see if they don't want their name mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I have a buddy that married his wife, and her name is the same as his little sister's name.
Okay, you know, we've had these sister things.
I would think that would be weird too.
Yeah.
God, I love sex.
There you go. God. I dated a girl with my little sister's name, but I didn't even really think about it.
Because, so did I.
Because it's different. It's different. You're actually not in bed with your sister, which would be weird, right? Yeah.
No, and Patrice, who just called her ex, was not named Jesus.
Yeah, okay. It was Larry John.
Larry John. God. Larry John God.
Back in the biblical days, Craig, I'm asking you because you're our Bible expert. Did they have surnames? Or were they all just first names and whatever town they were from?
Of Nazareth.
Yeah, because he was just Jesus of Nazareth.
Hey, I dropped the Bible quote on you right there.
I always thought the group Nazareth should have had a guy in the band named Jesus.
Jesus.
He could introduce himself as Jesus of Nazareth.
Or at least a bongo player, Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
The only little, very small piece of information I can give you is that some names will be like Tony
of North Omaha.
But the last name will use
Sir Tony of North.
Will
Sir
use the prefix Ben, B-E-N, to mean son of.
Okay, but there was
so it'd be Tony son of
bitch.
A bitch.
Now we can say
you stupid son of a bitch.
You heard that?
The only biblical surname I could come up with was Mary Magdalene. You know, of the Bethlehem.
Wasn't that her hooker name, though, basically?
Magdalene.
She was not a hooker.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Or was that her middle name?
I thought she was a hooker.
That might have been the town she was from. I don't know.
Now, she would have been Mary of Magdalene, then.
Not necessarily.
Okay. I'm taking your word for it.
I don't know.
Because you are the scripture expert.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Well, among this crew, he is.
It's a low bar.
Exceedingly low bar.
He's opened it. He's actually opened that book. So that
exceedingly
low bar. That makes him the expert.
I've opened the book too, but not recently.
Yeah.
Fall of 2019, when you go home, you'll be able to watch the new Kelly Clarkson show.
Hmm. Is it what is it?
Whatever.
It's a talk show.
Oh, it's a talk show.
Yeah. Yeah. Harry Connick got canceled, so somebody else had to step in.
Oh, they canceled him finally?
Yeah.
I picked that up. I thought it was on right now. It's on now. It's not? Okay.
No.
Okay.
I think 2 years. You got 2 years.
Got it. I thought it ran 2 years. Yeah.
Also, in fall of 2019, you'll be able to go to the movie theater and watch Downton Abbey.
No, I won't.
Great.
I do want to see Star is Born. I really do. I like everybody
involved.
I like the story. Always have. I like Bradley Cooper. I think Lady Gaga is going to be cool. And I read this to Sam Elliott. This plays his brother.
Oh, that's right.
There's an article about Sam Elliott in Esquire. That's who I love.
Tom Selleck resigning from the National Rifle Association's board of directors. He's stepping down because
Magnum PI came back. He's the star.
Well, he's busy. He says he wants to remain a member, just doesn't want to be on the board of directors any longer.
Is he Blue Blood still in first run? Because that thing runs all the time, man.
Yeah. I mean, Donnie Wahlberg's still working.
Yes, he is.
That
yes,
must
yes,
be
he
it.
Is.
Yeah, he doesn't have time to be on the board of directors. No. Probably involves a lot of meetings.
Did you see the video of the gentleman who wanted to get some prizes out of an arcade vending machine at the shopping mall?
He was a little kid,
and
right?
And so he put the toddler inside so that the toddler could climb inside the machine through the slot where the prizes are dispensed. Now, this is one of the fancy ones.
Also, so like iPods.
Where he
and stuff
got
like
two
iPods.
Nintendo game consoles.
The kid was in there for 10 years. Got iPod.
Yeah, they got Nintendo game consoles and I think a couple other things, handing them off to the unidentified man, and they just walked away.
When I first saw the story, I'm thinking, if he's in there stealing stuffed animals, he's an idiot. So it had to be one of those fancy electronic ones, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So he's teaching his kid a life of crime.
May not have been his kid.
Just some.
He could have been the uncle.
Rent a toddler.
He could have been the uncle.
Bad uncle.
I've seen those pictures before, though. Oh, man. You know, where there's a little hatch in the back, and it's just big enough for the little kid to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they get trapped in there somehow. But they're probably in heaven. Surrounded
all
by
all the stuffed animals. Yeah. I've seen that one before, yeah. But
when the claw comes at them, they get scared.
Yeah. Put your toddler in there. That's weird, man.
And also, there's
he lost his babysitting gig. You're never going with Uncle John anymore. He's an idiot.
And did you see the
like
video?
Bad Blake getting drunk in that bar, losing that kid.
He lost.
That
was hilarious.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Even when I watch that again, I just go, "Oh, watch the kid.
Watch the kid.
Where's he going? Watch the kid.
Because you know he's going to lose that hot piece of ass once he loses the kid." Check it out. It's a great movie. Jeff Bridges.
Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart. Great movie.
You got to keep an eye on the kid.
That is great,
yeah, man. he's got his young hotties kid at the mall, and he decides to have a drink, which you would. That's why the bars and malls.
The kid comes up missing.
Yeah, and the kid just takes off, and he's drinking.
Yeah, it's on the lot of the pay cable right now.
Excellent flick.
Oh, I bought that on Blu-ray. Yeah, I got to have that
that's
one.
A great
oh,
flick.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did you see the video out of Arizona, from the Arizona Sheriff's Office, the video of a department volunteer rescuing a dog? They posted a video showing to Facebook showing the patrol volunteer in protection, not sure what that is, coming across a truck headed to the interstate with a dog leash or with a dog leashed to the back of the semi.
The poor kid, poor dog kept up with him for a couple miles.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's Stacey Keach's brother.
Yeah, Stacey Keach, that's right.
Yeah, but poor guy kept up with him for a couple miles.
The patrol volunteer in protection used his vehicle's lights and siren to signal the truck to stop and inform the driver of the...
How fast was he going?
Well, he was leaving a parking lot.
So he's just starting to pull out.
To get on... It was like a rest area.
Okay.
That's what it seemed to be, because he's leaving the parking lot and getting onto the on-ramp, basically. Right. And he's just starting, and this guy happens to see it, flags him down, with the lights and the horns and the whatnot.
We're talking about...
The guy stops, he goes over and says, "Hey, your dog is leashed to the back of the truck." And he said, "Oh, thanks, forgot about that. Gotta go, see you later."
So the Chevy Chase scene,
obviously. Everybody's fine.
Does a protagonist kill a dog today in a movie?
Ooh. No.
That scene does
that
not
scene's
happen.
Not in there.
Not the protagonist killing a dog. No. That happens on Sons of Anarchy. You go, holy crap.
Yeah.
or the Mayans. But the protagonist in that movie, Vacation, kills a dog, and we all go, "That's funny as hell."
Well, and they put dead Edna on
I know.
The roof.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Well, that's fine.
Right, that's true. She's
no, really.
Human. No, good
that's
point.
That's not a dog.
The protagonist could still kill.
That's true.
Still strap grandma to the hood, right?
That's just a human.
That's right.
Yeah. And they dropped her off in Flagstaff. Yeah, she was fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, there is
what
no.
About kids?
Yeah. Organization, people for the
protection of old
of
dead
people.
Ants,
yeah. The ethical treatment of humans.
Yeah, well, she was a pain in the ass anyway.
Right? There's no
path.
There's no path.
She died naturally too. Where else are you gonna put her? I don't got no problem
she
with that.
Dead.
But I'm telling you, the protagonist can't drag a dog 5 miles to its death.
Or me, Holmes.
Or any distance.
Or any distance.
Yeah. To its death.
But I bet you, I feel bad. The guy in the truck, brain fart. He was probably to be so thankful.
Oh, yeah.
Because he probably has dreams now of dragging his dog to death.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably does.
A little sports of Petey coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.